So why is it that even today we're still seeing sort of this economic segregation across town? The West Side is still considered Mexican-American and low income, and the East Side is considered African-American. What is it that draws those lines?
I wish I had a simple answer, Norma, but San Antonio, when you look at the kind of the urban history of the city, San Antonio didn't change its town proper or town boundary lines until after 1944. It was more a matter of culture, I think. People were comfortable living one place or another, one neighborhood or another. But it's easy for, I'll put the city planners on the spot, it's easy for city planners to kind of simplify and say, well, if we address a population here, a certain population on the West Side, it's easier to plan. But San Antonio is very, very complex. And again, we found in the research more than 30 enclaves. I call them enclaves, where you might have pockets anywhere from four families to 30 or 40 families. There are African-American enclaves all over the city. And so if you're a city planner, that's pretty hard to manage. You know, how do you account? How do you represent it? How do you provide services? How do you get them engaged in different community programs and activities? So I think it's been more of an oversimplification, you know, that division of East Side and West Side. But I think the distribution has enriched our culture. We found, I'll give you one example, we found a family, an African-American family that intermarried with a Mexican-American family. And their children, because the father was black and the mother was Hispanic, I say Tejana, because her parents were born in Mexico, she was born in the United States, the children spoke Spanish. And I just think that enriches the culture and enriched that family.